And on to what could be described as more childish behavior. Once again, California has become a national spectacle, and once again, that spectacle involves Arnold Schwarzenegger. The governor and Democratic lawmakers are now hurling insults at each other after failing to agree on a new budget. The dispute really devolved over the weekend when Schwarzenegger made this comment about the Democrats.
And I hope that those that want to sell out to the special interests, those girly men up there in Sacramento, if they don't have the guts, if they don't have the guts to come out here in front of you and say, I don't want to represent you, I want to represent those special interests, the unions, the trial lawyers, and I want them to make the millions of dollars. I don't want to represent you. If they don't have the guts, I call them girly men. They should go back to the table and they should fix the budget.
It was a bizarre life imitating art, imitating life moment. Schwarzenegger got the girly men line from a 15-year-old Saturday Night Live spoof. In real life, state Democrats say the rhetoric proves that Schwarzenegger is sexist, homophobic, and not quite ready for prime time. Here to talk about all this is Carla Marinucci. She's a political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Carla, the governor is also encouraging voters to terminate Democrats up for re-election who aren't cooperating with him. So I'm assuming the honeymoon between him and the Democrats is over.
That's right. The honeymoon lasted a good while, but reality has set in, and Sacramento is a reality show, no doubt about it. This could be a long, prolonged, and a very difficult thing to settle, the budget.
So behind all these theatrics is this very real $103 billion budget and the fact that it's now late. What's the holdup?
There's a deal that's being tussled over in exchange for giving up about $2.6 billion in tax revenue over the next 2 years. The local governments want constitutional protection, that they're not going to have get future takeaways by the state. There's another issue on the matter of school contracting. The Republicans want to do away with a law that keep school districts from using outside vendors, things like bus services. And the question is, when are these both sides and the governor going to be able to get this done? We're now beyond the date, way beyond the date when it was supposed to be settled. And, of course, that was job one for which Schwarzenegger was elected.
So why doesn't he stop hurling these insults and going on these sort of almost sounding like campaign rallies, get to Sacramento and work it out?
These cute, quotable moments were something that crowds loved during the recall campaign and certainly have made him very, very popular with average folks out there. The question is, in the middle of these negotiations, Democrats are saying, why is he in the shopping malls in Ontario? Why isn't he here up in Sacramento with us sitting down across the table? And I think the Democrats are bitter about this, and this is where, for Schwarzenegger, the rubber's going to meet the road. All the set pieces have been fine, but now he has got to deliver now.
He's scheduled to speak at the Republican National Convention. Do you think this will affect his stature nationally?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a moment where the eyes of the nation are going to be watching Schwarzenegger. He's going to be a draw that gets people to listen to the Republican message, and he's expected to deliver a very Reagan-esque, what a great country. So there's no question about it. The White House is hoping that he will be able to provide that friendly, open message that the Republicans want to draw in immigrant voters and swing voters that are desperately needed.
Carla Marinucci is a writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.